ओम शांति। 26 दिसंबर 2019 थर्सडे। एसेंस स्वीट चिल्ड्रन बिकम द फादर्स हेल्पर्स इन चेंजिंग दिस आयन एजेट माउंटेन इनटू द गोल्डन एजेट माउंटेन। मेक एफर्ट टू रिजर्व अ फर्स्ट क्लास सीट इन द न्यू वर्ल्ड। Sweet children, become father's helpers in changing this iron aged mountain into the golden aged mountain. Help father in this divine task, in this task of world transformation. And also make effort to reserve a first class seat in the new world. So this is iron aged world and this is golden aged world. Iron indicates everything that is low, that is base, where values have degraded, where vices are rampant, where everything has deteriorated. So this stage of utter depravity, this stage of utter deterioration is the iron aged world, where values have deteriorated, where the high spiritual caliber which soul had once upon a time has been lost. So this is a stage of total moral lassitude, where the moral values have become loose. This stage of utter turpitude, deterioration, is the iron aged world. And Baba is come to turn this iron aged world into the golden aged world, where the values would be revived, where again the souls would become satopradhan, where all the highest which is there in the soul will come back. So this is a very great task, a divine task, and Baba has come to do this task, and Baba wants us to help him in this task. And he needs the help of our purity. This is the greatest help he needs from us. Wealth is needed for the yajna, but even more than health, more than wealth, more than manpower, what is needed is the subtle, and that subtlest is the purity. He needs the help of yoga power. He needs the help of pure feelings and emotions. So he needs pure feelings, pure emotions in this task. So if you want to help this world, the greatest help we can provide to this world is the help of purity. When we become pure, everything around us start becoming pure. When we become pure, automatically an aura of purity is produced. As soon as the soul starts creating pure thoughts, pure feelings, positive thoughts, those thoughts travel in the air and a positive aura is created. A magnetic field of positivity is created. A pure positive energy is radiated into the universe, and this energy will touch millions of souls. This whole universe is the ocean of vibrations. The entire universe is the ocean of vibrations. The upheaval which has taken place is because of the impure vibrations. Even if handful of souls create positive energy and pure energy, that will radiate just as you have the essence sticks or joss sticks. If you light them and keep them even in an atmosphere which is full of bad odor, the stick odor, the smell, the fragrance would spread. In the similar manner, even if handful become pure, their vibrations, their aura, their magnetic field, their radiations, their radiance, their rays, their light would spread across the world. So Baba said, Baba has come to turn this iron aged world mountain. He said, mountain means something which is very big. So this is an iron aged mountain where there are no moral values, where there is falsehood trade. This is the world of falsehood, Jhoot Khand. Everybody is lying. Everybody, the truth has disappeared from the face of this planet. So there is no truth in the air. There is utter falsehood. So this is a world of falsehood. This is a world of exhibition, show off, where total hypocrisy is in the air. Every soul has turned into a hypocrite. So this utter hypocrisy, this utter bigotry, this utter fanaticism, selfishness, this is what the world is made up of. And Baba says this is an iron aged world. This is a dirty world. This is a world you cannot trust anyone. This is a world of deception. The world has lost that pristine purity which was there on this planet once upon a time. So definitely you should have strong dislike for this world. And dislike, world dislike means you are not attached to this world anymore. And in fact, quite a paradoxical statement, but world dislike leads to the stage of being world benefaction. Only those who hate the world, they really love the world. To hate the world means the transitory nature of the world, the frivolous pleasures of this world, the worthless enjoyment of this world. The very thing that this world is about to end should induce a sense of vairagya. So when you get rid of that inner attachment to this world, then only you can progress towards world benefaction, or then only you can love this world in the real sense in future. Because one who is attached to this world, how can he love the whole world? To attach to this world means getting attached to one person, one place, one particular thing, or few things, or things of this world, wealth of this world. When there is an utter dislike for everything which is there in this world, you are in fact entering into the stage of world benefaction. This looks paradoxical, but that is the only truth. So you gradually progress towards world benefaction. And our real contribution to this world is to change this immoral world into moral world. The morality is lost here. The spirituality is lost here. This is a total out and out materialistic world where there is not a trace of spirituality, where every soul believes only in eat, drink and be merry. That's it. The only goal of life is sense enjoyment. The only goal of life is pleasure. That's it. So it's a journey from sense pleasure to happiness. It's a journey from happiness to joy. It's a journey from joy to bliss. It's a journey from bliss to that transcendental stage of rapture. Till here you can get in the world some pleasure, some happiness, some temporary happiness. Pleasure is everywhere. Sense pleasure, sense enjoyment that the whole world is drowned into. But as you progress ahead, you realize that happiness is not in the sense pleasure. Happiness is something else. Happiness in helping others. Happiness in doing some social work. Happiness is doing is some selfless work. But then even those social workers, so-called, they stay away from God. You enter the world of spirituality, means you start getting joy. Joy is little higher than happiness. And then as you go near to God, you experience bliss, super sensuous bliss, ati indriya sukh. From the indriya sukh, the journey, you come to this ati indriya sukh. This is supernal happiness, supernatural happiness, super sensuous happiness. So this is a higher platform of happiness. This happiness, this bliss, this joy, this rapture has nothing to do with body. This has totally to do with body. Pleasure means body. Bliss or joy means soul. So this you derive from soul consciousness. This you derive from body consciousness. So this world is the ocean of body consciousness. This world is the ocean of materialism. They see only material. The world is divided into two parts, matter and spirit. Those who enjoy matter, they are materialistic. Those who enjoy spirit, they become spiritualist. Where do I stand? If I enter the domain of spirit, and I am still pulled towards matter, that body, flesh, I will not progress in the journey of spirit. So sweet children become the father's helper. So if you want to help the father, the real help he wants is the help of purity. He doesn't want your money. He doesn't want any other thing for you, from you. You become pure and your purity will help the world. So, this iron Egypt world will change into the golden Egypt world only with these two powers. First, power of purity, and second, power of yoga. These are the two greatest powers in the world, purity and yoga. Only with these two powers, this world will change. The transformation depends upon these two powers. And if I really want to become a helper, I have to become perfect in purity and in yoga. And they both require a lot of sacrifice. Without sacrifice, these powers will not come. In fact, it is not sacrifice, rather, you are giving up the low for the higher. You give up that which is worthless and you catch something which is higher. So that is the first statement, first essence, first part of the essence. We should become Father's helpers. We are spiritual helpers. Divine helpers who help God in His divine tasks. We are His arms. He doesn't have His own arms, so He has made us His arms. He is working through me. We are the channels, the divine energy channels, the divine machines through which His power works. We are the instrument through which He speaks and touches the soul. That's the first part. Second part, make efforts to reserve a first-class seat in the new world. So first-class seat and second-class seat. In today's Murli Baba said when they go to see bioscope, means cinema, theater, movies, they have reservations. Yeah, theater. If you see the theater arrangement, first class, second class, front rows, back rows, balcony, so many are there. How many of you have gone to theaters? So you might be knowing this. I have gone only once in my lifetime, when I was a small kid. The school had taken us for a movie. What was the name of the movie? It was some Hindi movie. Jadu Ka Gola. That was the first and the last movie I ever saw in theater. So I don't remember how it is. But Baba is saying, when you go to see bioscope, you get these seats. So if you want first class, second class, third class, one thing I know, the front seats, what are they known as? Front seats in theater. Third class. They are known as Gandhi class. These seats are known as Gandhi class. Why Gandhi? Because Mahatma Gandhi used to prefer to go in the third class compartment so as to save money. He did not like extravagance. He did not like all comforts and all this convenience. So usually in any movie, the front seats are occupied by middle class, low class people. They rush here. Here you cannot see nicely because the screen is huge in front of you. But any movie depends on this seat. If these seats are occupied, means the movie is going to be blockbuster. The movie is going to be hit. That depends on the rating of this occupancy of seats. So these are the occupied by usually by poor people, by workers, middle class people. That's why these seats are known as Gandhi seats. So Baba is saying first class seat you have to take. First class seats are usually at the back, where you can see it so nicely. Balcony, you sit there and you can see. So these seats, if you want higher seat, so what you have to give?
Money.
Money, okay. So you should have more money. And if you have more money, but if you go in a tattered clothes and sitting in the back, so you should have good clothes. You should have good manners, good etiquettes. Then only you can go here. So here also, Baba is talking about first class seat in the new world. So if you want first class seat in the new world, you will have to pay more money first. Huh? You have to do the book. Now the booking is online, so you can do any booking online. So you have to do the booking at the right time. Early booking. And you should have enough money. You have to pay. Without giving payment, you cannot sit there. So more efforts, more purity and more yoga power. The more the yoga power, the more would be the higher chances of getting the first class seat. Otherwise you'll have to go in the Gandhi seats, the third class seats. So purity is needed, yoga power is needed, that's the money. And etiquettes means your clothes, your dharanas, they should be highest in order to get that first class seat. So that Baba is just talking about the status you get in the golden age. that depends upon your effort here in the confluence age. So these are the 2 points from today's Murli. And there's a very good homework in today's Murli. Baba said, sit down and churn on this tree, Kalpavriksha. Churn on this Chintan, on this Kalpavriksha. What it is, how it is. This is a topic, Kalpa tree. So this Kalpa tree, how it is made up of, what is the, how, what are the comparisons? Baba said, just think about it. When which religion came? Baba talked about Sikh religion. Do they take 84 births? No. So in so may. So churn, where what ends? Where is the golden age? Where is the silver age? Where is the copper age? And where is the iron age? And what are these branches? And what are the fruits? And what are the twigs and branches? What are the roots? And so on. So this is the homework from today's Murli. So 2 points here. First, become father's helper. Second, reserve a first class seat. Okay. Om Shanti.